Hey there, my name is Nick Good. Welcome to Superhero Training. I'd like to take a moment of your precious time and just introduce you to the system and just go over some real fundamental basic truths that are going to stand you in good stead. What I'm about to share with you, really and honestly, is the foundation of the training, and to the degree that you can absorb what I'm going to share with you right now, to the degree that you're going to be inspired by it and inspired to put it into action, will be directly related to the degree of success that you experience with this training, in this training, through this training, and as a consequence of this training. So listen up. Superhero training is a practice-based success system. That means it works if you practice. And to the degree that you practice, and to the degree that you practice the essence of the training, and I'm going to be sharing that essence with you very shortly, to the same degree you're going to be experiencing success. Talk is cheap, and practice makes perfect. That's the motto that goes with this introduction. Talk is cheap, and practice makes perfect. In a world of information overload, superhero training gets to the point of spirituality and the human jigsaw puzzle, and provides an extremely effective roadmap with which to navigate the challenges of the times. This roadmap is based upon critical keynotes of universal wisdom. Without these guiding notes, we are lost and overwhelmed. It's as simple as that. So let's have a look at the basis, the foundation of our practice. So the basic fundamentals of superhero training are as follows. I am not a physical being trying to survive in a physical world. I am not a physical being trying to survive in the physical world. I am a spiritual being experiencing a physical world through the five senses. Over-identification with my physical being is called ego. That means if I call my physical body I, and identify with the physical body and the physical form as myself, I'm in ego. And ego is the root cause of all my confusion and frustration, and indeed all my suffering. That's the root cause right there. Dissolving the ego construct and shifting my sense of self back into a spiritual identity is the most constructive thing I can do for myself and the human race. This shifting of the sense of self requires daily practice, consistency, and continuity. So there you have it. They're the basic keynotes that this whole training is founded upon. They're written below this audio file on this web page, and you can listen to them again, note them down, and concentrate on them. Understand deeply what I just said and what we're sharing in this training, and the angle and the perspective that we're coming from all the time with our approach. Very, 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 very important that you really get the perspective. So, as we experience all of this, what I just shared, as we begin to shift our perspective, things are going to change. And this is really good news. And I'm going to share with you now the context that all of this is going on in. So there is a life context. You, as an individual, are in a reality that you perceive around you and you call your world. The reality you perceive around you is the matrix. When you open your eyes, you look through the eyes of the physical body and you perceive the reality construct that you perceive through your five senses. And you process the information that you're receiving through the ego construct, which is the sense of self that identifies with the physical body as I. You are in the matrix. And the matrix is a prison. It's a prison for consciousness. Now, the wonderful thing about this prison is that the door is open all the time. And we're going to talk more about this in a moment, but I want to just expand a little bit on the nature of this prison. Now, a prison isn't a very nice place, yeah? We could say it's the matrix is like a spider's web. It's a sticky web that consciousness gets itself stuck in. Whatever it is, it's essentially not an enjoyable experience. There is immense suffering in the world, immense suffering in this matrix, immense suffering in this prison. And this is all for a very good reason. The pain and the suffering and the agony of and the frustration and all the rest of it, the struggle of life, indicates that something's wrong. And that struggle, that pain, that suffering inspires us to look for an answer to what that is. Well, in superhero training here, we believe we have that answer. So the nature of the prison, the matrix, is a multidimensional hologram. It's a holographic reality composed of many dimensions. These dimensions, the substance of these dimensions is space and time. So we're in a time-space continuum, a three-dimensional world, and everything in this three-dimensional reality is composed of energy. Atomic particles, subatomic particles, energy that adheres to geometric patterns, flows in geometries to give the illusion of the appearance of form and solidity. That's our physical world. The matrix itself goes beyond the physical. It goes into astral and etheric realms. And these astral and etheric realms have cosmological mythological and archetypal dimensions. And the whole thing is held together by consciousness believing and investing its spiritual power into those beliefs. Essentially, it's held together by stories. These stories are themes that repeat over and over and over, generation after generation after generation, civilization after civilization after civilization. And the repetitive behavior, the repetitive beliefs, the repetitive nature of thoughts, words, and actions impresses into the matrix archetypal patterns, mythological patterns, and cosmological patterns. So this is the nature of the prism. It's as old as time itself, and it is basically a training ground for consciousness, individuated points of consciousness, which we call souls, to learn how to manage their own creative power, to accept themselves and to accept life for what it is, and develop the, in so doing, naturally, develop the capability to manage their own power. That's what we're doing here. This dimensional realm, the realm of the matrix, are polarized realms. So they have polarity. In order for a time-space continuum to exist, we need a positive and negative polarized electromagnetic energy field. So electromagnetic energy can flow between the polarity. Hence, we have this dynamic tension of opposites, yin-yang, and all of the rest of it. Positive, the negative, the good, the evil, masculine, the feminine. Dynamic tension of opposites. That is the nature of the physical material world, these lower dimensional realms. So the matrix is essentially a prison yard. And in that prison yard, it's like any prison, there's the good guys and the bad guys. The law of the jungle rules, and there are rules and controllers that govern the prison. And no matter how big or strong or successful you get, you're still in prison. So, essentially, the game of life is to get out of that prison. And we do this by focusing on truth. Truth is a living energy. It has no opposite, and we experience it as a profound, abiding sense of peace. And we also experience it as freedom. And even though we're living in the world, we're living in grace. So we are essentially in a bubble of pure consciousness, which isn't a slave to the matrix. Its very nature transcends all the limitations of the matrix. And this is what Jesus meant when he said, be in the world, but not of the world. Yogic phrase is Raz Yukt, means liberation in life. We are liberated even though we're still in the world. So the way to accomplish this wonderful achievement and actually experience the freedom that the soul is yearning for requires practice. And really, it's the practice to keep making a choice. As you practice, you will experience a process. But in a sense, the process is part of the illusion of life. It's part of the illusory self. The ego is a fiction. It has no eternal relevance. It's a character that the soul is playing in a certain moment in the drama of life. And the practice is consistently choosing to identify with your spirituality as who you actually are. Because the prison that most souls are stuck in has one jailer, and the jailer's name is ego. So ego is the one who puts you in the jail. And like I said before, the door is open. Ego doesn't lock the door until there's an emotional charge. And when consciousness identifies with the physical body as itself, as who it is, and starts calling it I, and gets emotional about that identity, what it believes in, what it stands for, what it's going to do, what it's not going to do, the door gets locked. And consciousness is stuck in an emotional glue and becomes sick. And there's an old saying that the disease of the soul is the illness of name and form. So the whole game of life is actually, how do I get out of this jail and live in freedom? It's the whole game right there. And that's what we focus on over and over and over in superhero training. We focus on identifying through soul consciousness with our spiritual essence. We merge with the source energy that is found when we go to the center of our being in soul consciousness, the deep inner journey, and we merge with the energy of source, the consciousness of source, the presence of God. We bathe in the living truth. We soak in the living truth. We absorb the living truth, the living love, and we experience peace. And as we do that, something very wonderful occurs. We become illuminated. We understand things that we didn't understand before. We see things that we didn't understand before, that we didn't see before. We become empowered. We become inspired. We become healed. We become whole. And we're able to love like we've never loved before. We're able to love ourselves, experience a loving relationship with our Creator. And essentially a loving relationship with the world. We become far more compassionate. So there's a wonderful transformation that goes on. So that's a little background on the context that this training is taking place within. That your reality is taking place within. And understanding this, knowing this, understanding this, and practicing, establishing as a default this perspective on reality is the most wonderfully empowering thing you can do. And if you don't do it, you won't get anything out of this training except more ego. If you do it, you'll experience all the riches of it. And of course, how to do it, what to do, is all covered in the training. So there's a little background on the context. Check out the theory versus practice audio file and also the your story and who you eternally are, and you'll be good to go. This is Nick Good sending you love and blessings from the island of Bali. I'll talk to you soon. Aloha.